By Johnson's recollection, when Warren heard this, he started crying and said yes, he would chair the President's Commission. The Warren Commission had only six other members, and each was chosen by Johnson. They were his friend Senator Russell, chair of the Senate Armed Services Committee, Alan Dulles, former director of the CIA, Hale Boggs, Democratic leader in the House, John Sherman Cooper, Republican senator from Kentucky, John McCloy, a veteran government servant once called the chairman of the New York Eastern Establishment, and Gerald Ford, Republican congressman from Michigan, who would one day become the 38th president of the United States. With the aid of a small staff, the Warren Commission worked under ferocious time pressure. Johnson wanted their verdict within a year. They collected 3,100 exhibits and interviewed 552 witnesses. From John Connolly and Marina Oswald, whom the alleged assassin had married after defecting to the Soviet Union, to one of Jack Ruby's strippers from the Carousel Club. Her stage name was Tammy True. The most poignant testimony was that of Jacqueline Kennedy, who had ridden with her husband in that doomed midnight blue car down